Hello, everyone. We are back after a weekend away. We were at a family retreat out in Ontario.
So we flew in at just before 1 a.m. last night, got home and woke up tired, met the kids after being away from them for how many
days? 4 days.
We haven't done that in 6 years. Mm-hmm. Stepped away from the kids overnight for 6 years. So this was a big deal for Ken and Janelle.
But it's good to be home, and we have a lot of lovely experiences that we had over the weekend.
Yeah, because so we were invited to speak at a family camp in Ontario. This event, I would have to say, ranks up there with uniqueness, and mm-hmm. it was absolutely delightful. Mm-hmm. So what was so unique about it?
Well, first off, the actual event was held in a barn. And it wasn't just a barn that was only used as a barn, but there were, you know, pigs underneath, and so you could smell the lovely pig smell, and there were chickens, and there were other animals, and dogs, and, you know, it was actually really enjoyable, and the weather was beautiful, minus maybe the last day, but it really was an interesting location and a great weekend.
Yeah, and there was wonderful, delightful people there, too. We had the order.
The Queenship of Mary.
Yeah, just a fantastic order that's mm-hmm. just starting here in Canada. So they were serving. We were doing the main talks, and they had children's ministry. About 175 people that were there. But we'd like to share with you different things that we learned from this experience, because I feel like we were blessed by this rich experience, and we'd like to share what we learned with you. Do you want to share first?
The first thing that stood out to me?
Yeah.
Okay. I was speaking to the gentleman that owns the property, and he was really talking to me how important it is to work in your charism. And basically, God has given us all areas of giftedness, and it's important to know and identify that those areas so that we can work in those areas. Because sometimes I'll look at somebody doing something, doing a certain type of ministry, and I'm just like, wow, how do they have the energy to do that? But that's because they're working in their charism, and working in that charism brings them life and it makes them happy. Whereas if I were to do that, it would just drain me. So that was something that I learned this weekend.
So interesting, because I want to talk about, I hope it's okay to say Brian, who owns that property. I think he owns it. So what impressed me was about him is that faithfulness doesn't necessarily show its fruits immediately. The story of this man, he has 9 children. They're all adult children now who are now in leadership in ministry, doing wonderful, beautiful things. But I'm sure that when he had 9 children at home, it didn't always feel successful. It didn't always feel fruitful. And it was just good for me to see him there present with all his children who are alive in their faith, serving on the weekends in different capacities, some quieter, others other quiet capacities, others main capacities. And he was just there. Mm-hmm. And I, delighting in his children who were leading others mm-hmm. to Jesus.
And like witnessing all of his grandkids being at this event, like how much joy that would bring to a grandfather to see all your grandkids yeah. attending this family retreat.
In a ministry that you started. Mm-hmm. So I just, Brian, if you're watching, I admire that about you. And that was a huge blessing for me to see that fruitfulness doesn't always show up in faithfulness immediately. But it's the slow, long-term faithfulness that compounds in life that eventually shows forth its fruit. Mm-hmm. Vice does the same thing. Disobedience, by the way, over a short period of time doesn't show up right away. You don't see the effects of it sometimes. Over the long period of time, example, not to pray. Over a long period of time, has a big, big fruit. Faithfulness to praying daily over a long period of time has great fruit. Faithfulness to the church and the teachings of Jesus Christ over a long period of time has great fruit. And I just felt like that. I felt like we're walking in that fruitfulness. Really mm-hmm. blessing. Next, mm-hmm. you.
Because our children weren't with us, it really freed us up to be able to talk to people and to get to know them. And what I learned is that everyone has a story. And it's not that I didn't think that, but it's like you just kind of assume that, you know, most people live pretty basic lives. But then as soon as you start talking to them, you're like, wow, what? You went through that and that and that. And you lived without your husband and your children for 2 years while you worked so that your husband could come to Canada and your kids were being taken care of by your family in the Philippines and you were in a totally different country. Like, I just, you know, just learning these stories from these families, or, wow, you have a child with severe, you know, disabilities, and yet you're so joyful and that child brings you so much joy. And now you also have another baby just quite young, and you're doing this all so joyfully. Or you lived in your camper with your six children for 6 months touring the United States and seeing all these incredible places, and you loved it, and you're still happy.
Made me want to get an RV and be like them.
Yeah, there was just so many really incredible families. Or even this young woman, she had converted to Catholicism. Her mom was a Muslim, and her dad was a lax practicing Anglican, and here she is just so, so committed to her Catholic faith and raising her family that way. I just found it so beautiful. And the amount of converts that I met there, I couldn't believe it. It was like convert after convert after convert. And I'm like, what is going on here? There's so many people who are just being drawn to the church. Yeah, and it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Next thing that I learned was that you sacrifice for what you love. And I saw the leadership of this event sacrificing to put on this event. Mm. And it's not easy to put on events. We've been involved with events for 20 years. We put on events ourselves, we hosted them, and then we've been hosted. And I can tell you, it's not easy. And this was just an unconventional setting. I just love the fact that we were in a barn and the pigs were underneath us and you could smell them and you're whiffing through your nostrils once in a while, and porta potties are brought in and food's in the garage and everyone's sleeping in a tent. That's the sleeping arrangements, friends, tents and RVs. It's you sacrifice for what you love. And so the leadership sacrificed for the love of Jesus Christ and helping people come to Jesus. But the people who were present there also sacrificed mm-hmm. for what they loved. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to come to drive 3 hours from Toronto, for example, and tent for a couple days, and it rains, just to hear a message of faith.
Right.
You sacrifice for what you love.
And there were even some dads there on their own with all the kids. I was like, wow, that's admirable. Would you do that?
I hope I would. I love it when you're there with me,
though. I know. I can see that. But like, I would too. But I think, would I go on my own? It'd be tough. But they choose the sacrifice. Okay, the next thing that really stood out to me was after Ken and I spoke a couple of our talks, some of the people would come up and ask us questions about this certain program that we like to teach to our children, and it's about the virtues. And we've talked about it in a lot of our other videos. It's called Education in Virtue by the Dominican Sisters, Mary, Mother of the Eucharist. And it's interesting because people like it, and as do we, when we can teach children simply and clearly how to live more holy. And I think that's exactly what this program does. And so a lot of people seemed really interested in that. And I think all of us, we want to know how to grow in virtue. Because we need to be perfected in all the virtues in order to get to heaven.
So we'll put a link again in the description in case you're interested in that.
And then there was just a second point that seemed to really resonate with people, was the importance of safeguarding the innocence of children. So we spoke about this at a conference that we did back at the beginning of July. And then also again this weekend. And I think it's just in our day and age, we really can see how children's innocence is really under attack. And so as parents, we have a very important role to preserve that innocence.
Not only do we have the important role to preserve the innocence, but the children actually have a right to their innocence. Maybe we'll do a whole nother video on that and somehow get it to you without getting banned from YouTube, because it crosses some lines that YouTube probably aren't happy with. Next is, for me, this is what I learned, the person is more important than the crowd. The person is more important than the crowd. And what I loved about this event was that it was a size such that I was able to speak to every man who was present mm-hmm. and have some sort of conversation with them, whether it be a quick one or a lengthy one. But it was more than, hey, how's it going? It was every conversation I had was at least minimum 2 minutes. It's hard to do that at an event, but because it was over a long period of time. And
you were free to do that.
Yeah, it
was free. You didn't have other responsibilities.
Yeah, and I just really appreciated mm-hmm. that, hearing, like you said, the stories of the people. Mm-hmm. I find that I learn more from people than I do from books. Mm-hmm. And so I feel blessed that I was taught this weekend by the stories mm-hmm. of the men that I met.
I know, I agree. I met some really incredible moms, you know, just seeing their commitment to the faith. Like this one mom, she's actually two moms, have committed to praying a daily rosary, actually four daily rosaries. Isn't that amazing? Four daily rosaries. All the mysteries. And then another mom, she's committed to going to the church every evening to say goodnight to Jesus. And then every morning she brings her children to daily mass. And I'm just like, wow. Like, I felt like I was walking among saints.
Mm-hmm. Really good people.
And then there was like a really lovely holy priest who just dedicated so much time to hearing people's confessions and bringing us to Jesus in the Eucharist, in Eucharistic adoration, but also at Mass. And then the beautiful sisters of the Queenship of Mary who've become brides of Christ and offered their entire lives to Him. It was just such a beautiful witness to everybody, the children. Like, you could just see how these little kids would gravitate to these sisters. You know, I just think, like, wow, what does the future hold for the church? Now that, like, I feel like this generation gets to be exposed to so much incredible beauty within the church. And, yeah, I'm just looking forward to that.
Yeah, sometimes we can place our eyes on the greater church and think, you know, where's the sign of hope? I feel like we've been blessed to be in those pockets of hope. And there are pockets. There's mm-hmm. pockets of hope. And they're going to bloom forward.
Mm-hmm. So a big lesson, a big takeaway that I have is, and this line I was told when I was 18 years old, if you don't have community, build community. And I think that if you're in a place where you don't have community, it might be time for you to start building it. And how do you go about doing that? Well, I would say, first of all, pray and ask God to prepare the hearts of the people that you're going to start asking. Because the only way that you can build community is by asking people to join you. In whatever it is. Maybe it's just a small get-together. Maybe it's a Bible study. Maybe it's praying the rosary together. Maybe it's doing a Bible study or running a vacation Bible school at your parish. Whatever it is, ask God to bring you the people. If He's imprinted it on your heart that you desire community, pray for those people that are to join you. And then the next thing would be go and ask. Ask people. And you know what? What's the worst thing that's going to happen? They're going to say no. Then you ask somebody else, right?
My turn?
Oh, sorry.
No.
I thought we were wrapping up.
Well,
I guess you got more.
I do have one more. I think this is a good one, though. Okay. You feel at home in love. Mm. When we got there the day before, we were with the leadership, which is largely made up of family members. And the joy that they shared amongst each other was a little bit overwhelming. Like, it was just so beautiful that they really enjoyed each other's
company. Like, they were laughing and hugging, and it was like, where am I? Is this heaven?
Of course, no family is perfect, but it was just a beautiful, to us, they witnessed to us, their love mm-hmm. of Christ poured out to us. And when you are with people who are virtuous, you feel safe. Saints should not be scary people. Saints challenge you, mm-hmm. but sanctity is not scary. A holy person should not be a scary person, because when you're holy, the virtues are being perfected, they're growing, and the safest person to be around is a person of virtue when they are growing in gentleness and compassion and love
and temperance
mm-hmm. and reigning in the passions of the flesh. Those people are, you feel safe around them. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, although we didn't at the beginning know the people too well that were bringing us in, I felt like we were just amongst friends that we had known for years. Mm-hmm. And that is because of the common love for Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. You feel at home in love.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's what stood out to us. Mm-hmm. Thank you for those of you who might be watching who invited us to speak and minister. It's a real blessing. And for those who are watching, please comment below. Share with us what stood out to you in this video and why. Really grateful that you give us your time to serve you this way. It also brings us great joy to do this. Any mm-hmm. closing thoughts? Or are you done?
No. We should go spend some time with our kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good.